have run such long and in vain for the drug which has been the cause of all my misery. Half an hour after I have taken the last drop, I shall sink into the terrible creature that is within me. This, then, is the last time Henry Tickill can see his own face or think his own thoughts. I am losing my original self and becoming more and more incorporated with my worst nature. I go to sleep as Tickill and wake up as Time. Will I die on the gallows, or will I have the courage to take this poison? What's this I feel? The demon is coming. Hide it. No, not yet, thank God. What's that? Has me all arrived? Can it be my pursuer? Ah, those chimes. They remind me of that terrible night when, transformed as I was into that fiend incarnate eyes, I murdered the father of the woman I loved. Oh, I must pray God to keep away the demon. Oh, God, look into my heart and forgive my sin. You were right. I was wrong. Ah, the fiend is coming. Yes, hide it here.
That damned organ! The noise offends me ears. They've come for me. They're going to take me to the gallows. But I don't die on the gallows. Oh, no. Oh, no. I've killed two people already. Here goes for the third. Tickill! Tickill! I've always told you I'd kill him.
Dr. Tickill? Why, it's Hyde.